Welcome, everyone, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, wherever you are. Thank you for making this part of your day. Rick, we got the trucker hats on.
Yeah, buddy.
It's up to a 12. It's up to a 12.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Mark. Before we even get into the show, right? Dude, that new intro.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, yeah. For you audio listeners out there, you're being cheated. So, Mark has overdone himself, sitting there working on the Edin machine. And if my ear plays correct, I think that's the Kelly Defense Rock Band, isn't it? I hear strumming in the background. Yeah, man.
It is. Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. And I always appreciate that you let me express myself a little bit and take care of the music and use the garage band, even if it stinks. We throw it out there and see where it lands, you know what I mean?
But here's the thing, brother, right? You enjoy playing the guitar. Why wouldn't you stick it on there? You know, yeah. I wouldn't care if you were plucking one string at a time. Go with it, man.
Yeah.
So, spot on.
Plus, we don't have to worry about them savages with all the copyright, jail that we get put in. And IG, we've been getting murdered.
Dude, yeah. So
They've been taking my stuff off left and right. I'm like, dude, I'm just reposting it.
Well, here's the whole thing. The whole censorship thing, right? And that's what it is. It's censorship. Has gone a little bit further. Because here's the thing. I reposted one of my IG lives I did. And again, there was just, I couldn't even hear the background music. But somehow, YouTube goes, copyright violation. Mm-hmm. For background music? I'm like, give me a break, man. And I'm all about the artist getting paid and everything else. This whole censorship deal, this whole copyright violation, all this other crap. I'm like, you'll bust me for copyright, but all these savages out there claiming to be me catfishing, you don't do nothing about. I'm like, hypocrites, man. Every last one.
Yeah, I get it, man. But I do think a lot of that stuff, especially when this isn't monetized at this point, or the show, we don't care if it gets monetized or not. I'm not real savvy on the fair use, but come on. Dude, remember that time I just did a cover intro to a AC/DC song? Zap, busted. Gone.
Yep.
Busted.
Yep.
And it's just me playing. It's not the record. It's not, Warner Brothers property or anything.
We got hit. I remember for the American Tactical Canine Association, that vlog, we were sitting there in the car. And again, song playing in the background. And it's like, copyright violated.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, people. Stop. But then again, that's what you have. That's the problem. And I caution people out there. Everyone's all about, AI technology. Yeah, it works well on some things. However, it should automatically be this. If you get a copyright violation, you better have a human being check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a whole staff, you know? It's like you can
run. Dude, I got zapped once because I'm driving a car and doing a vlog. Mm-hmm. The song on the radio zapped
me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I call that your background music, right? So
unbelievable.
Come on, man. Give me a break.
Yeah.
But we probably get busted for our background music we've got going on now.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe this is StreamYard owns that. I think StreamYard owns that.
StreamYard might own it, but probably YouTube says, you're violating.
Well, the countdown clocks that StreamYard provides sometimes get zapped.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was on YouTube. Yeah.
Point, guys, I'll make it easy for you. Get out and vote. Let's get some change, man. Savages out there. Absolute savages. And get on Twitter. I think Elon's big tweet was, I think he's going to put Trump back on, or at least offer it to him. So
he's been like blasting. He's been doing really well on Twitter. Did you see the one where, they were talking about, uncovering some things and how they may not like what they find, kind of a deal. And then Elon Musk says, well, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So he's basically saying, you know, hey, I'm going to open the windows and everybody's going to see inside the house.
Oh, yeah. He's lifting
he's
up
gonna
the
pull
skirt.
He's going to pull the skirt back. And well, yeah, it's all going to be on display.
But here's the beauty, brother. Here is the beauty. And I can't wait till he does it. Because what's going to happen is when that skirt gets lifted, because basically he bought the secrets, right? So short of them smashing discs or destroying evidence, it's
going to
come
out. Sure, there's a freaking bunch of confetti coming through there with the shipper shredders.
Yeah, but you can't.
I agree. Yeah. You got to be careful. He owns it.
He owns it. Yeah.
He owns it.
But when that thing comes through and when you look at, because they've got to have however they did their analytics and all that other stuff, it's going to come out that, okay, well, why'd you boot Trump? What's the violation? Well, we booted him because we wanted to. You know, why did we do this? Because we wanted to. Why did we do this? Well, because the Dems gave us umpteen gazillion dollars to, you know, lean this way.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, it does some type of social marketing platform reform, because I'm sick and tired of the bots. I'm sick and tired of the crap because it's just a waste of my time. It's a distractor, right? I didn't ask you about cryptocurrency. I don't want another one, right? So it's like the hookers have gone away and the cryptocurrency is the new hotness.
Well, but that thing is tanking. Maybe that's why. That thing is tanking right now. They have all kinds of trouble. I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. I know what the idea is. The secure passing and decentralizing of the funds. I get it. I don't know how it works.
Well, here's the thing. If I wanted to know, I would go reach out. I sure don't want some freaking bot telling me that you made $7,500 with old Snaggletooth Tony Bitcoin trader, whatever. Dude, I'll go find my own information. Don't solicit me. And just tired of it, man. So clean up your act.
You know, we're on Fire TV, Roku, Vimeo, YouTube, all that stuff. So you viewers are getting a real treat. You audio listeners, you know, we love you guys. Interact with those pages no matter where you're listening and consuming the audio podcast. But you're missing a big treat with the trucker hats from the custom trucker hats from Trucker USA. Yeah. Mama Kelly Fence, this is probably one of those things that she knows she can't get rid of. You know how sometimes when you have a shirt that you've just hung on to forever, and then one day it just disappears?
Yeah.
What? You haven't seen that? Maybe it's down here. No, she got rid of it. But she knows.
Well,
she knows.
Especially when they're doing laundry, right? It's like, where'd that thing? Hey.
Yeah.
Where's my classic, you know, 80s, and I wish I kept some of those stupid things, right?
All those concert tees, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Damn. I had a concert tee when The Who did their final tour, unlike Motley Crue. Yes, The Who, they said, this is our final one. I think it was 89, if I recollect correctly. You know, that would have been something to hang on to.
You do know that The Who is on tour again.
What? What?
Dude, they just started. I think we're having one here in Cincinnati.
No way.
Dude, yes. Kiss has had like 5 farewell tours. I know. You may have a chance to relive your senior year and go see The Who.
Well, it wasn't my senior year. I was a barrel-chested freedom fighter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You graduated in 88.
Yeah. I watched them at Carter-Finley Stadium up at NC State, which was badass because no seating, all just
free standing,
just free for all. They basically had it at the stadium. Go for it, pick your seats. Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. These hats are nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, like we said before, we're on Vimeo, Fire TV, Roku TV, basically any smart TV. If you go on there and you do a search for On the Range Podcast, something's going to pop up and it's probably going to be us. But the big thing that will really, better be. Yeah. We'll be all over them about the copyright. Mm-hmm. We'll sick our lawyers on you. We don't have one yet, but we'll sick one on you. So anyway, guys, go to warhog.com, kellydefense.com, and check out the training calendars, all the past episodes, audio and video of On the Range Podcast, plus words of wisdom from Warhog Tactical and Vantage Point from Kelly Defense. Also, if you click the On Demand, the OTR training on demand, it'll take you directly to our streaming service where you can stream, download, view all of our training videos. It's really cool. The video quality on Vimeo is unbelievable. And you can stream it. You can purchase it and download it and keep it forever. We're going to start populating some new ones. We did them a couple of weeks ago. We're going to do them again here in a week or so. So there's always going to be new content on there. Go ahead and sign up for our newsletter so you get notifications, and follow the Vimeo site so you know when the new videos are up there. And one more thing. We did it last night, Rick. Turned out to be a great show. The new show, Romeo Charlie.
And that's a great collab with Dr. Jason Piccolo. You know, and we kind of said, hey, we're not looking to instill fear. We actually had Lou was on there. He was an ATF agent, wrote his book.
Storefront.
That's it. Storefront.
Storefront Sting.
Storefront Sting. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, and here's the thing. I'm definitely going to read that thing, if nothing else, for the business aspect of him just starting all these businesses all over the country.
Interesting dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it just goes to show, right? So ATF, I mean, they're not my biggest fans because they're, again, government agency that can't process things for the people. But, you know, when you look at the stuff he was doing, man, pulling illegal guns off streets, that, I mean, that's what it's about, right? It's not about cracking, you know, Joe Civilian in the teeth or taking a year plus to process people's, you know, tax stamps. Which, but hopefully the reform will fix that. But it's just, hey, man, you know, get those guns off the streets. And he did give us some gifts, some parting gifts you guys didn't see, you know. So we got our cool Windbreaker ATF jackets and a box full of guns.
Now he's a good dude. Go check that out. And you can get it on Amazon if you just if you just go to Amazon and type in Storefront Sting, it'll pop right up. Pretty easy read. And I think you can also buy a signed copy. So go try get a signed copy. I think you can.
I think you got to do it off his website, if I remember right.
Maybe.
I don't totally recollect.
Yeah. All the information's on there. So
yeah,
we'll try to put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Since we're on some announcements, you know, we're always about you guys and trying to save you, as Mark says, a boatload of cash. So newest industry partner is Warfighter Athletics. You know, between their apparel, between they've got their workout program and stuff like that. Hey, man. You, the valid viewer listener, we got you a big savings. So use code OTR10, save you 10% with everything Warfighter Athletics. And you're going to sit there and go, oh, what's their web address? Go to, I don't know, I don't think Mark's got it on there yet, but I know I just stuck it on my website. But warhog.com, industry partners, scroll down to, you know, Warfighter Athletics, code's there, link's there, all that other good stuff. And yeah, man. You know, we're here for you guys because at the end of the day, if we can save you a boatload of cash, maybe come over to
the pumps won't hurt you so bad. Yeah. You're saving your money.
That's it,
man. Warhog.com and KellyDefense.com. You go there, hit the industry partners. All of our promo codes are on there. And we try to keep that updated. The partners we have are great. You know, Combat Flip Flops, Hoist, all those guys, just great stuff. Yeah.
Kilquist is always a good supporter, you know, especially for our LE events. So,
Great partners. So, we wanted to do a little chit chatting, get some things out in the air. We kind of came up with a topic, Rick, and you put it best. That, you know, we don't claim to be experts at anything, especially being perfect at living life and being fathers and being husbands. There's no such thing. There's only the strive for it. But I can tell you that some of the things that we are doing takes a lot of effort. I see, at least, and I know you're going to chime in on this, that a lot of times people will not even begin doing some things like putting their themselves out there, whether it's a project, a book, mm-hmm. a hobby that's kind of out of the norm, mm-hmm. all these things. If you listen to people, including some family members, who it's not that they don't support you, they're worried about you a lot of times. You know, they're mm-hmm. worried about you're going to waste your time, your money. I get it. But if it's something that you're really trying to strive to do, a goal or an achievement, mm-hmm. if you listen to those guys, you're not even going to start, let alone do well or finish.
Mm-mm. No. Here's the thing. And I think we've said this time and time again. You have to do things that you're passionate about. And really, it doesn't matter what other people think. It's funny because we did our Zoom call with our patrons, you know, just kind of mm-hmm. going around the horn, BSing, you know, talking about hobbies, you know, and we had one guy that plays the violin, right? Yeah. Is everyone sitting there going, the violin, come on, man. Yeah. No way, dude. Cool, man. You're playing an instrument. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But let's think about it, right? Back when we were in school, man, you played the violin. What are you, a geek? What's up, loser? Okay. And I think, if I remember right, he was playing, you know, as a young kid. But my point being is whether, you know, people can easily distract you or derail you from something you want to do, try, whatever. You've got to sit there, and if it's something you want to pursue, dude, go after it. How do you know if you're going to like it, not like it? Hey, man, I've always wanted to be a professional surfer. Okay, cool, dude. If you've got the ability to go out there and do it, then, you know, go chase your dreams, man. Why not? Now,
yeah,
I will throw one caution out there. And I'll just use my man out in Scotland as a prime example. So if you guys ever go out and want to go to Loch Ness and go check out Nessie, you'll see a gentleman out there that lives in his VW bus. And he makes his money off of, I don't know, Nessie rocks or something. And all he's trying to do is spot Nessie. That's it. Family's gone. Everything's gone. Cool, dude. You're chasing your passion. You want to get your eyes on Nessie. And God bless you for your devotion. However,
yeah.
I would just caution you this, right? Be careful what you chase your passion for and what it does to the backside of your family. You know, you definitely got to be careful on that one. I mean, because check it out. Rick's guilty as charged, right? I'm the idiot that overseas deployed, should have came home. Mama needed me. Nope, because I got to stay with the boys because in my mind, hey, man, we're killing bad guys, and I'm not going to leave you guys to do the fight yourself, you know? The right call would have been to go home. Right call would have been, hey, let me take care of my family. Because here's the deal, guys. I don't care what profession you're in. When you leave, you got to take care of them. And they're going to take care of you. That's what you got, right? Uncle Sugar, the PD, fire department, whatever you're doing, when you retire, nobody cares. Mm. You know, so it boils down to you. So, but with that, you know, chase what you want, man. If you want to go be a professional fisherman, you want to go be, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Go do it. I mean, there's been guys that have done abstract things. And I think we've said it time and time again, Mark, it's, you're either putting wind in my sail to propel me forward, or if you're sitting there dragging me down, cut the rope on that anchor and be done with you. So
there's a friend of ours in the workplace who wrote a book. And I think we've mm-hmm. talked about this before. Well, she wrote mm-hmm. a book. Everyone that you can imagine, oh, what's she know? What is she writing a book for? That's crazy. You know, I'm not going to support her with that. I'm not going to just, and a lot of it, I know where it's coming from. They're not doing anything extraordinary. This person is.
Yeah. It's jealousy, right? You look at most people. So let's say you're going to sit there and write your book. You're going to do whatever. It doesn't matter. Right. Most people are going to go, why are you doing that? Well, because they're trying to make themselves feel better. And unfortunately, we live in a very judgmental world where it's easy to do nothing because that's easy. Where, oh, if you're going to go out there and do something extraordinary, go above and beyond, Why is he doing that? Yeah. You know, he's a loser. She's a loser. Yeah. You know what, dude? And the other part, people, I think as you mature, you know, when you're young, you're very influential, right? You're still trying to figure everything out. You know, what's my self-confidence, yada, yada, yada. Dude, as you get older, you kind of get to that point. I'm me, right? You guys can think what you want. You guys can say what you want. Because if you're sitting there chucking stones, more than likely you're jealous. Because this guy here, I got it going on. And I got a little mantra I say to people, you know, it's like I always ask the million-dollar question. Who's the best person in the room? And when somebody goes, they look around, dude, I already know. You're behind the power curve. Because the best person in the room is always me. Regardless who's in the room, I care less who's in there. You know, heads of state, scientists, geniuses, don't care. And it's not in an arrogance way. It's just in that self-confidence way. I'm an honest broker. I go, hey, there's nothing I can't do. I may not be the best, but there's nothing I can't do. Dude, you want me to fly the space shuttle? Watch out, Elon. I'm taking this thing up. You know, just tell me how to get it down. But, you know, the point being is I think a lot of that, it's a twofold deal. So people will insult others because of their lack of self-confidence because, oh, they're this person here is doing well. So let's put them down. You know, and then in turn, just people will listen to what others say. And then they're in turn, they're drugged down. Should I be doing that? Should I not? Dude, you want to go write a book? Write a book. Check it out. Hey, here's the thing. We talk about books, right? Let me give you all a secret. Let me get my years right. Probably 22 years. Yeah. So we're 22 years in the making of my book. 22 years, right? Yes, I had it all drafted up. Good to go, kind of, sort of. But yeah, we're with all the time that I have in my hands, we're going to execute that bad boy, do a self-publish. But my point being is, do it.
Yeah.
Biggest thing you got to look at is your time. And, yeah. You know, write your book, learn music. I don't care, you know. Go get that hot rod you've always wanted and build it in your garage, you know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But
yeah. Yeah, this friend of ours, you know, she had a sale. Of course, we bought one, read it. She's having a book signing in our local community. We're going to go and support. But it's just you want to say, hey, good job to those who are doing things like that. Because we know how hard it is to put yourself out there, try to get better. Oh, man, Mark's got a show with his buddy. And probably stinks. Yeah, well, it did. It doesn't stink anymore.
Hey, what's up top 2.5% of all podcasts globally? Sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are we amazed and thrilled and just thankful that people tune in and listen and watch? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at the same time, we put some effort into it, and it doesn't surprise us that people are enjoying the show, and I hope they continue to enjoy the show. You don't want even those who care about you or aren't necessarily trying to be mean or trying to put you down, even they will say certain things. Does anybody ask you what you're doing that for? Well, what he's really saying and what they're really saying is why are you doing that? You know what I mean? It's their subliminal mind coming through in the conversation, trying not to be rude. And it can be those are the ones that can be the most hurtful because they say it and you respect that person. You like that person. You're thinking, oh my gosh, this person thinks that, you know, I have nothing to offer. You know what? I do not care. And you have to just kind of get over it and just, you cannot care what people think when it comes to pursuing something or taking on a project because you don't want to not do it. And then just regret it for the rest of your life.
If they're giving you, it's one thing to sit there and give you criticism, right? Now you got to look at how is that criticism given? Am I giving you criticism going, the dumbest thing ever? Or am I giving you criticism? Hey, Mark, reading the book. Hey, bud, on the cover. Yeah, you spelt that wrong. And on page 42, that's spelt wrong. And on page 67, you got some grammatical errors. Okay, cool. You know, that's a person.
That's constructive.
It is constructive.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's okay. But, you know, just the negative criticism, and I don't want to say criticism because I don't think that's the right word, because criticism is one of those words that it can be misconstrued by different people, right? Mm-hmm. Some people take it as, well, if I'm giving you criticism, I'm putting you down. No, not necessarily.
Dude, you and I do it with our stuff all the time.
Well, you have to, right? You have to sit there and put yourself in check, basically, going, if I sit there and never go, what can I improve? Right? I'm not going to get any better. I'm going to stay at the same point I am. And it's kind of like when we're, you know, teaching the guys out in the range. Well, if you're not changing things up, if you're not changing your variables, if you're not doing what we're trying to put out to you, I'm not saying we have to do it this way, but if you're not changing, if you're just here going to do it your way, well, you're going to be right at the same point when you're done.
Yeah.
It's.
And you're not going to get any better.
No.
Or it'd take you a hell of a lot longer. You know what I mean?
Well yeah. Or you're stuck in, well, this is the way I've, you know, this is the classic. I love this. Oh. It's the way I've always done it. Or this is the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make it right? Nope.
No. And so you've been okay with this being inefficient the entire time?
Sure. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I am not.
but that's yeah. You know, that's
remember,
the whole thing.
You remember Happy Gilmore? Mm-hmm. When he had that little caddy, that little kid that picked up his golf clubs, and mm-hmm. Happy said, "Hey, man, just stand here and make sure I don't do anything stupid." So then Happy's standing in front of where the guy's supposed to be hitting the ball.
Yeah.
And the guy says, "Hey, Happy, you mind if you move? We want to get started," or whatever. So he walks over to the caddy, goes, "Hey, where the hell were you on that one, bro?"
Yeah.
That's so funny. I think you and I have an agreement that we're not going to let each other look like idiots if we can catch it. I think that's a pretty solid
you gotta be
the way to live by.
100%. But you got to be careful, right? Because like the – and I won't say it was an idiot, right? So you're drinking your delicious hoist when you look on the bottle. You know, so when you look on the bottle, you know, you can see if my lighting
doesn't track
you know, the level 4 hydration. Well
– those who have had proper educations know, your viewers are seeing this.
Yeah.
What Roman numerals are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you can go ahead and tell that story. That's a good story.
Well, you know, you were just talking about, you know, hoist just come on. You're talking about level 4 hydration. And it was kind of funny. I don't know what level 1, 2, or 3 is, but we got level 4 hydration. I knew it was IV, right? But what I didn't want to do was in the middle of the show go, "Mark, it's IV level." You know, I was going to kind of let it just roll. And you said it a couple more times. And then once we're done in post show, it's like, Mark, it's IV level.
Yeah.
And then we chuckled after, you know, but here's the great part, right? It's been a funny thing ever since. It's the level 4 hydration.
Yeah.
You know, and we go back and forth and it's.
Well, you let me throw it out there a few times.
Well, but at the same token, right?
Which is good.
But at the same token, I want to go. I don't want to be that jackass that goes, "Yeah, Mark, that's wrong." No. I was hoping, all right, he said it once.
I hope he figured it out by himself.
No, then it's like, man, I don't want to get in there and go, "Hey, dude, it's not level 4.
Yeah. By the way, this is the blue raspberry. Who else says raspberry? I haven't gotten a DM. You know anybody that says raspberry or raspberry?
It's Raz.
Yeah, go ahead and DM us. Yeah, this one's really good. This is probably, you know, they have 5, 6 flavors now. Mm-hmm. This is right up there. It's really good.
Yeah.
110% more effective, more hydrating than water.
You know, here's the thing.
I believe it. I'm sucking these things down like crazy.
But I lived it, right? So I kind of called when we were talking to Allie. When we had her on the show, you can go check out our prior episodes. Awesome speaking with, but that mm-hmm. when she was laying all that science out, I'm like, man, they sucker this poor girl, you know, for this BS, and she's peddling it, right? Dude, I was down. So when I was down in Florida, God bless me.
Oh yeah,
hotter than anything, and I'm sitting there going, dude, You know it's bad when you're drinking water, right? And nothing's coming out. You're like, whoa. Yeah. I said, all right. Had me, you know, crank me down a hoist. Dude, there's no way that little 16-ounce bottle, I think it's 16 ounces. Double check. Yep, 16 ounces. There's no way that it was that 16 ounces pushed me over the edge to have to go take a squirt. But, dude, after that, it's like, hey, man, what the hell's going on? It's like, I haven't done anything all day. Suck this one bottle down. It's like, boom, here we go. So all her science and stuff she was talking about, there's something behind it, man. That stuff is, it's spot on.
It's right on point. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, again, if you don't start something because what someone else thinks, or you're afraid of what someone else is going to think, man, that's just a sad, sad thing. Mm-hmm. That's a sad thing. You know, speaking of violin, Pat Mack, he was a violin geek back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, you know, I played violin, you know, carrying that big case, everybody laughing at you. But
the violin was small.
Oh yeah. But I was only like in second grade, dude.
Oh
like
yeah. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Part because you had Tommy gun in there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh man. God. No, but I think really if we got, you know, younger people out there, I'm not saying it doesn't affect older people as well, but really the younger people, dude, chase your passion. Yeah. Try it. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You never know unless you try. And yeah, we can sit there and chuckle about the band geeks and music and all that other stuff. If you sit there and go, man, I'm thinking about the violin. Okay, cool. You want some motivation for the violin? Go check out that dude, Charlie Daniels, man. Oh, there's something for you. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that have mastered that, the craft of the violin. But dude, do it, you know, whatever it is, just make sure you're passionate about it. And I don't care what anyone else says. You think it, I'll give you a prime example. So I've had some people say to me, hey, Rick, what are you doing? I said, I'm the owner of Warhog Tactical. That's cool. What do you do? You know, primarily firearms training. You know, we're getting ready to do product line, yada, yada. Okay, cool. Hey, if you want a real job, reach out, I'll give you one. Mm-hmm. Now I could have sat there, you know, I could have sat there and went, all right, rookie, I'll play your silly games. Cause all you did was just go from, you know, Uncle Sugar's fun shack just into another position. Right. Easy, easy. Hey, do you do this, do that? Right. Dude.
Yeah.
It could have crushed my soul. It could have bothered me. I could have said, wow, what's up, jackass?
Yeah.
Because you have no idea what it takes to run your own business. No. You're already rolling into a pre-established, you know, hey, good job on the hard work, man. So,
I like it when someone says, hey, you know, what you got going on? You know, getting ready to get out soon. And well, you know, I got a little side action going on. I got my own business, and I tell them what I do. And really, like they're surprised.
Yeah.
Like, are they surprised that I don't know. I don't even go. I just kind of chuckle. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I always know there's a chance of that when someone asks you what you've been doing or what you're going to do after you get out, that kind of thing. You're always up there, but I'm honest with them just like you were. Oh, really? You do that? You train mill guys and you train LEO guys? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just act surprised as all get out. And I don't know if it's because they're surprised that, you know, I'm running a business or that people call us and want us to come out. I don't know. And I really don't care.
Here's the thing, Mark. I think what it is, right, is when you tell people you're an entrepreneur and they give you some type of jab, Rick's opinion, jealousy. 100% jealousy. Because let's think about it, right? Man, us entrepreneurs, we'll sit there and pick each other's brains all day long. Hey man, need to do this, need to do that, right? Now I'm not asking for your trade secrets, but hey, I'm struggling here doing this. What do you think about this strategy, that strategy? Yep, all day long. But these guys that seem surprised, are they running their own business?
No.
Nope.
No.
Are they working for the man still? Yep. And my gut tells me that's just 100% jealousy, because either you didn't have the guts, you didn't want to try, or you just don't have the work ethic to put in. Because let me tell you this, being an entrepreneur, hardest job ever. Hardest job ever. Because you've got so much to learn. I'm the marketing guy. I'm the HR guy. I'm the freaking editor. I'm the videographer. Oh, by the way, I'm still the freaking owner president. What else do I have? Website design. I mean, I know I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Fulfillment, you know, everything, man.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but
you know,
it's the best thing. It's the best thing going.
It's been a 100%. Lot of fun,
dude. It's a yeah. great time. And I have no issues whatsoever. A guy calls me, says, "Hey man, I want to run. Hey, I'm thinking about starting my own business." Spot on, dude. Let's talk.
Yeah.
And I always ask him, and this is where I'll give him a first jab, if you want to say, "What's your business name?" "Well, I'm I don't know, Bobby Bob's, Bob, whatever." "Where's your name?" That's the first question I ask him. "Where's your name? Where's your identity? Plug it in your business." And dude, after that, you know, I'll help you all day long, but let's get your name in the name. Yeah, now I got it. Yeah. Some people don't want that. I said, okay. It was refreshing for me because I was the guy that didn't have it in there and somebody led me down that right path. And to me, I think it's been huge, you know, just like yeah. people, there's people, I've had people tell me, "Hey, that should say warthog," and it's spelled wrong. It's like, nope, it's spelled perfectly fine. It's warthog, two G's. And then people are shocked when they find out my last name's Hog. And I'm like, yeah, I said, hello. You know, it's just not something we pulled out of thin air.
Pulled out of air, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah. there's been a bunch of guys go, "I can't, that name's not going to work." Dude, you can make your name work. I care less yeah. what your name is. You can make it work, but it's that initial, I guess if you want to say mentorship for the name. And then after that, dude, it's get to business. I'm not going to sit there and go, "Really? You want to start a brewery? What do you know about brewing beer? Nothing, but you're going to figure it out." Yeah, dude. Hey, you better run down to the beer store and get you one of them brew kits and figure out your recipe real quick. So hand yeah. out some samples. So people go, "Yeah, it's a good brew or not," but.
Yeah.
No, it's,
well, you know, again, criticism comes from below you mm-hmm. and praise and encouragement come from above you or alongside of you, you know? So yeah. just, we'd love to see new guys, you know, ask us for help. Now, you know, we're not Amazon. We can only speak to the level that we're at. But it takes a long time and a lot of dedication and a lot of passion to keep this going. 'Cause if you're not having fun, dude, do something else. You know, yeah. if you're happy working for the man and you enjoy doing that, do it. You know,
right.
get out there and get some hobbies and stuff. But
don't,
like you said,
don't fall for the
think
trap.
Think big. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't fall for the trap because it's safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
A lot of guys will do that. No way, dude. If you know, do your analysis, if you want to, you know, be an entrepreneur and take a look at it. But at the end of the day, it's if you can swing it, swing it. I've known people, you know, I had a buddy of mine, bought him a hog house, you know, for like $5 million. What do you know about hogs and, yeah, rolling out hams and all that other stuff? Nothing.
Wow.
But, you know, that was kind of his thing he wanted to do. And then sure enough, did some retrofitting, went through, learned every single position in that place, retweaked it where it ran more efficiently. Numbers were up. Somebody made him an offer. And he's like, "Yeah, I'll take your money and, you know, head to the house."
Good for him.
But that's my point. I mean, opportunity sometimes falls in your lap. I could have sat there and said, "Really? You're going to hams?" I was like, "Dude, that's cool." I said, "Can we get a deal on hams?"
but
it's, I could easily gone, "Dude, have you lost your mind?" But why would you? He's like, "Dude, you know, did my research, did the numbers, seen everything there. Yep." You know, I said, you're taking out a $5 million loan. I said, first and foremost, the bank isn't going to give you $5 million unless there's something there that they know they're going to make their money back. Right. Mm-hmm. So they saw the old books and all that other stuff. So they knew exactly what this thing was making. But
yeah.
But my point, you know, kind of wrap the whole piece up there is just, dude, either people are going to help you or they're going to sit there and hinder you. Don't let the comments, don't let their comments discourage you if it's not driving in the right factor or the right direction. And just make sure that someone's not trying to give you constructive criticism versus negative criticism. So
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Find what you want to do that you're passionate about and try to be the best you can at it. Mm-hmm. And don't listen to what others say. Follow it. Think big. So
absolutely, man.
Yeah. Hey guys, go to warhog.com and kellydefense.com and make sure you check out all the past episodes of On the Range podcast, Warhog Tactical Kelly Defense. Make sure you check out the Warhog Words of Wisdom and the OTR Vantage Points. A lot of great content. It's a link to the audio show plus our training calendars. Mm-hmm. And it's just basically a one-stop shop. But the big thing that we have going on now, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the show, is the OTR training on demand. You click the button from one of our websites, goes directly to the site. You can stream or download all the training videos. There's a trailer in there to see. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. We're on Vimeo. We're on Fire TV. We're on Amazon, Audible, Music. Pretty much everywhere right now that you want to consume your, you know, your podcasts and your video shows. But the on demand we're really excited about. And you go ahead and wrap this up with the Romeo Charlie, the new show that we do with Dr. Jason Piccolo, Rick.
Yeah, so Romeo Charlie Reality Check. Got to be an honest broker where an honest broker's at. You know, Jason reached out to us and is like, hey, man, this is what I'm looking to do. And we're like, yeah, dude, sign us up. We're on board.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, dude. Well, here's the thing. Anytime you can pass, you know, knowledge, wisdom, experience on, and here's the beauty with the podcast. You're not being restricted what you can say or can't say. We got our freedom of speech here to broadcast as we want. And again, as Jason likes to say, we're not trying to scare people. We're not trying to instill fear. We just want people to be prepared. You know, so just prepare for whatever it is, you know, we've talked about, you know, as far as defending the, not so much defending the home, but more like hardening the home, making your home a harder target. You know, we talked some vehicle stuff the week before. We talked about, you know, first time gun buying or just the gun buying experience. And, you know, we talked about having guests on the board and, you know, what better when you're talking about buying a firearm to have a former ATF agent on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Lou had some great points. He brought up in there, you know, just not from the law enforcement side, but just from the whole, hey, if I'm first time, you know, firearms purchaser, just some things that he would do or recommend. So,
yeah.
But that's just, again, it's more, I don't know if that's going to fall. I think that's almost a split between the OTR universe and the protectors. I don't know if Jason's calling himself the universe or not, but, No, it's just good to do stuff with others. And I think it just shows, you know, here's the thing, guys, right? When you look at what we're doing, we're just not blowing smoke, sitting there all. When we say, hey, 1% better, and we say, hey, help people out, be a good person. We could have easily said, yeah, Jason, get bent, dude. We're not gonna cross dreams here. You know, you're the protectors, we're on the range. No way, dude. So you bring two podcasts together to kind of form, we'll just call it a new show. It's not really per se a podcast, but just a new show that goes out on both our platforms. So it's a win-win for everybody, especially you, the viewer listeners out there, because you're getting more content. You know, from the protector side, they get to hear, you know, Warhog and Kelly Defense. And then obviously from the On the Range side, they get to hear Jason and the protector. Yeah. So
yeah, he's got a great, that protector's podcast is a great show.
Yeah. But it's just, I think the way I'm going to wrap it up, right, is just this. Be a good person. Life's so much easier, man. It is so much easier. Don't complain. Don't sit there and bitch. If you got nothing good to say to somebody, just don't say it, you know, honestly. And if your life's that poor, go get your journal and do some writing and do some soul searching and figure out what's going on with you before you sit there and smash others. So,
yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Sounds good, buddy. Let's do it again. And we got some more shows coming up being populated on Vimeo. And then we have a couple new shows. You have a matter of fact, you have a podcast coming out tonight, Warhog Words of Wisdom on video. So everybody check that out. Thanks, buddy. Sounds good, yeah, Rick.
Man. All right. Take care,
guys.
Mark.
See ya. Have a great week.
Yeah, buddy.